AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says his trade agenda took a big step forward. It cleared a key Senate hurdle.
It's an agenda that's good for U.S. businesses, but most importantly, good for American workers.
The legislation would let the president negotiate trade deals that Congress can accept or reject, but not change. Leaders in the House are urging the Senate to take up a bill to end the National Security Agency's collection of phone records while preserving other surveillance powers set to expire at the end of the month. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul spent 10.5 hours on the Senate floor saying the Patriot Act should just run out.
A little tired, a little worse for wear, but I'll recover.
Police in Washington, D.C. are looking for a suspect in the mysterious killings of a family and their housekeeper.
Police have identified the suspect as Darren Wint.
Black male with dark complexion. He's approximately 5'7" in height and weighs about 155 pounds.
Police Chief Kathy Lanier says it looks like he has fled the D.C. area.
We have information that we believe Mr. Wint is currently in the Brooklyn, New York area.
Lanier says the case has frightened D.C. residents, but it doesn't look like a random crime. She says Wint knew Savo Savopoulos through his business.
We have recent information that he did work at American Iron Works at one time.
D.C.'s mayor is asking anyone with information on Wint's whereabouts to contact police. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More than 7,000 gallons of oil have been cleaned up from a spill in California, but Captain Jennifer Williams with the Coast Guard says there's a lot more to clean up.
They'll go out with pairs of vessels with boom in between, try to collect the oil in there and skim it up. It's a moving target when you're talking about oil on the water. It's a very difficult process.
After a 10-hour standoff, police shot and killed a man they suspect was involved in the wounding of a South Carolina sheriff's deputy at a local gas station. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 17. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is showing U.S. support for the democratic transition in Tunisia. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
The president says the country where the Arab Spring began is showing the way by building a pluralistic democracy.
The United States believes in Tunisia, is invested in its success.
And to back that investment, he's designating the North African country a major non-NATO ally. But during an Oval Office meeting, President Beji Caid Essebsi stressed through an interpreter that democracy's under threat.
Fragile, vulnerable, and threatened by chaos.
He says extremists in Tunisia would love to thwart the experiment, as would others in a turbulent region. Mark Smith at the White House.
Douglas Hughes, the man who landed a gyrocopter on the Capitol lawn, pleaded not guilty today to 6 charges. A panel in California is recommending parole for a transgender inmate, possibly preventing her from receiving a prison-funded sex reassignment surgery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.